morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whoever listening to the podcast, this Pastor Edu come your way with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and his mercies endure forever. If the Bible turns with me to the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 62, the gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I've started today's sermon as be focused in the Lord. Be focused in the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Jesus had followers or people who love and wish to follow him. But the only problem such people or persons had was that there was a condition attached to their desire to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. People wish to follow Jesus Christ. They wish to go with him everywhere he goes. But the problem is, there was always condition attached to the desire to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. From the above scripture, of course, this was not a parable. It was a real situation. The first instance, Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wherever thou goest. And Jesus answered, and Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Then the second instance, Luke chapter 9, verse 58. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Then Jesus answered in Luke chapter 9, verse 60. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, they are dead, but go and preach the kingdom of God. The third instance, Luke chapter 9, verse 61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go to bid farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus answered, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And coincidentally, this happens to be our sermon text for today. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. In fact, this looking back issue has nothing to do with Lord's wife looking back. The looking back issue in this text or in this context is distraction. Whatever distracts us from following God, whatever the shot X is worshiping God, is termed as looking back. Is termed as looking back. Hallelujah. In fact, what causes one to be distracted from God? We'll let you consider what causes one or a person to be distracted from God. There are a lot of things we do that causes distraction from the Lord, that make us not focus on the Lord. Let's consider some of them. The first one I'd like to consider is worldly pleasures. Worldly pleasures. One of the causes of distraction from the Lord is worldly pleasures. When we allow the pleasures of the world to take us captive, it will distract us from serving the Lord. It doesn't matter whether you are a member of the Lord's church for several years or just a new convert. Let's turn the Bible to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10 from the King James. For thou must have forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Caesareans to Galata, and Titus unto Dalmatia. Hallelujah. Worldly pleasures. Thou must followed Paul wherever he went, propagating the word of God. But Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10, that for Damas have forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. In fact, worldly pleasures will definitely distract us from following the Lord. Hallelujah. Another cause of distraction from the Lord is love for money. Love for money. We are in a world that almost everyone is chasing for money. The spirit of want to be rich quickly or overnight has made a lot of people distracted from the Lord. In 1 Timothy 6 verse number 10, Paul cautioned the preacher or the preacher Timothy. In 1 Timothy 6 verse number 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the truth, from their faith, and pierced themselves thoroughly with many sorrows. Hallelujah. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from their faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Hallelujah. So the love of money can cause one to be distracted from the Lord. One of the things that also can make us distracted from the Lord is unbelief. Unbelief. The spirit of unbelief has crept into the Lord's church and had made most of the brethren derailed from focusing on the Lord. In fact, a certain man who had a son who was a lunatic came to Jesus for his son to be healed. But he consulted the disciples of Jesus Christ first, whether they can heal his son. Upon several efforts and attempts by the disciples, they failed to heal the lunatic. And eventually, Jesus came in to heal the lunatic person. And Jesus gave these remarks. Matthew chapter 17, verse number 20. Matthew 17, verse number 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder places, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. So unbelief, doesn't matter if you're in Lord's church, if you don't believe in the Lord, if you don't believe in Christ, belonging to the world, the Lord's church is insignificant to your salvation. Hallelujah. Unbelief. Unbelief. Another cause of distraction from the Lord is lack of faith. Lack of faith. In the book of Hebrews 11, verse number 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Lack of faith. Lack of faith. Most at times when Christ was a disciple, whenever Christ performs a miracle, there was a usual comment by the disciples, Lord, increase our faith. Hallelujah. Lack of faith. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Another thing that distracts us from following the Lord, or that distracts us from the Lord, is affliction. Whenever we are afflicted, we become dejected, we become mesmerized, we become frustrated, and eventually we distract from the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, chapter 88, verse 15, the book of Psalms, chapter 88, verse number 15, sorry. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Hallelujah. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This affliction can make one distracted from the Lord, can make one derail from the Lord, can make one not to focus on the Lord. Affliction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The cause that can distract us from the law is worldly pleasures. When we focus on worldly pleasures, there is a tendency of distracting from the Lord. The love of money. In fact, when money becomes our sole prerogative, there's a tendency to be distracted from worshiping the Lord. When we have unbelief, if you don't believe in God and Jesus Christ His Son, then it's insignificant to be the Lord's church. Hallelujah. Lack of faith. If you don't have faith, then you can never please God. We deceive ourselves. Hallelujah. Then affliction. Whenever we are afflicted and we don't look up to the Lord, but rather focus on affliction, it's likely that we become disoriented or distracted from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how to be focused in the Lord? How can you and I be focused in the Lord? As Christians in the Church of the Living God, we must stay focused in the Lord, regardless of our circumstances. Let's consider some of the ways to be focused in the Lord. Hallelujah. The first one I want to consider is believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. A centurion came to Christ. His problem was that his son was suffering from epilepsy and needed Christ to heal his son. He also admitted that he was not worthy for Christ to come to his house. What he had was belief in Christ for the healing of his son. Hallelujah. This account can be found in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that same hour. Hallelujah. Another way we can be focused in the Lord is through prayers. It's through prayers. Whenever we continue in prayers, when we become incessant in prayers, when we focus on prayers, then we can always focus on the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew 21 verse 22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Hallelujah. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Hallelujah. Prayer is the surest way to become focused in the Lord. Another way to become focused in the Lord is to cast our burdens onto the Lord. We should cast our burdens onto the Lord. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Christ has made an appeal. We should cast our burdens onto him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Another way to be focused on the Lord is to meditate on the word of God. We should meditate on the word of God. Meditating on the word of God day and night and doing his will make us focused on the Lord. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that it is written wherein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. This was what God told Joshua when he was about to take the mantle from his master Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meditating on the word of God will make one focus on the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, obedience to the word of God can also make one focus on the Lord. When we become obedient to the word of God, we will always be focused on the Lord. In Romans chapter 6, verse number 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Hallelujah. It was a question that Paul asked those in Rome. Hear ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How to be focused in the Lord is to believe in God. Whenever we believe in the Lord, we can focus in the Lord. Hallelujah. The centurion was focused on the Lord. He acknowledged that he was not worthy for Christ to come to his house. And based on this belief in the Lord, his servant was healed. Hallelujah. Prayers is also one of the ways to be focused in the Lord. If you have a problem, if you are sick, why don't you go on your knees and pray to the Lord? And God will definitely heal you of your sickness. Hallelujah. Casting your burdens onto the Lord is one of the surest ways to be focused on the Lord. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Meditating on the word of God day and night and doing the will of God will surely keep you focused on the Lord. Obedience to the word of God, whenever we obey the word of God, whenever we are doers of the word and not hearers only, we become focused on the Lord. Hallelujah. We must be focused as Christians, obedient to the word of God, meditate on the word, and never get distracted in the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. The looking back there has nothing to do with Lord's wife looking back. But looking back there in context is anything that distracts us from serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Search for Pastor Edu from wherever you get your podcast or from the following media platforms: Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, Spotify, that is those who Spotify in a country or region. And remember, subscribe to my podcast. Be focused, stay in faith, and trust in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.